What's up, Illini? I'm Peyton Wessner, and welcome back to ISN Now, the official podcast of Illini Sports Night. It's Friday, talking to you on a Friday. Okay, Rebecca Black clearly did it best. That's no surprise. My shoddy singing aside, it's great to be joining you this morning for episode 8. How have you been? What has your day-to-day looked like? I want to hear from you because we're all in this together. We're all facing very unique circumstances which lead to certain hardships and obstacles. No sports is a very minute facet in this entire landscape. But while facing these circumstances, I do believe it's an opportunity for society to become closer together and rally behind one another. It may be just as important now than ever before. Now, let's talk some Fighting Illini athletics and welcome my guest at this time. She had quite the career at the University of Illinois, receiving second-team NCAA All-American honors on floor in 2018. That was as a sophomore. Yeah, a sophomore. It's incredible what this gymnast accomplished so early in her collegiate career, and of course I'm talking about Rae Balthazor. Rae, how are you? Thank you very much for joining us on ISN Now.
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I try to do my research before each and every conversation I have, but there was one fun fact that I took away from my deep dive on you. Your favorite television show is Castle. Do I have that right?
Yes.
I love Castle myself. It may be one of the best police or detective shows of all time. Don't at me on Twitter. It's hard not to enjoy the work of Nathan Fillion and his comedic timing. Stana Katic always plays the strong, independent woman role so wonderfully. So just starting out our conversation, I hope I'm not underselling this. How did you wander upon Castle? How did it become your favorite show? I just have to know.
Honestly, my mom watched it, and every Monday night when it was on, I would be doing homework in the kitchen. And as the years went on, I started overhearing the TV. And I mean, that's essentially how I got into it. But yeah, I absolutely love it and would watch it every single week when it was on.
What's your favorite aspect about the show? Because for me, I really enjoyed the comedy. It's obviously a very serious show in terms of theme, but it also has a lot of very strong women portraying roles.
I really like mystery type shows. I like processing how individuals think, which would be the criminals in this show. And I definitely just like you said, the women roles in it are really powerful and they get stuff done. So that obviously is another big thing for me just in my life and in the TV show, which is super nice.
Oh, without question, the show is making you think, and obviously being a psychology minor, that kind of ties in hand from entertainment to gymnastics. I have to say there does seem to be a sense of presentation and physical art requisite for your sport. It's one thing to complete a beautiful maneuver, yet there does need to be some showmanship, I'd say. Do I have that right, Rae? Or how would you describe the presentation and showmanship quality that goes hand in hand in gymnastics?
Yeah, definitely. There's a showmanship and presentation quality that one must have. And I mean, it definitely, depending on the event, you know, bars and beam are more of like an elegant, maybe not slower, but more elegant, like calm event, pretty, that kind of thing, that like characteristic. And then on vault and floor, you have that power aspect. And obviously the dance on floor, I mean, a lot of girls, they pick their own music. So if they want to do hip hop and break it down, they can, or if they want to do something more elegant, just kind of whatever fits them and their personality.
And with the showmanship, gymnasts are always performing for the evaluation of judges. Now, you posted a message on Twitter last year, which really captivated me, talking about the stigmas of gymnastics, including body image. It's unlike any sport in that way, I would say, in my humble opinion. By all means, please share your message on this very important issue, which plagues the sport. I think it's very important to hear your perspective.
So definitely as a gymnast, we are getting judged on our appearance. And a lot of young ladies start when they're little. And as they grow up, obviously we mature, our bodies change. And a lot of it genetics, obviously. But it's definitely the old opinion and perspective of a gymnast used to be the lean, skinny, that kind of thing. And the reason why I posted that last year was I was hearing some comments and seeing some comments on social media about some girls that didn't fit that stereotypical lean, skinny, flexible type body type. And it really kind of upset me because, I mean, those people that were being commented on, that some very rude comments, those people are some of the best people in NCAA gymnastics. And I really thought that it was important for me to say something, considering I know a lot of people in the sport that have dealt with body image issues and mentalities. And I kind of just wanted, I mean, everybody to know that if you don't fit that stereotypical type body shape that you're supposed to have, it doesn't matter. You're still an incredible gymnast. You're still beautiful, that kind of stuff. So that definitely spoke to me and affected me personally because other individuals were talking about my teammates, and I've even had comments made about my body type just because I am more broad and built and like more muscular than this skinny, lean, I guess, characteristic that people would like. So, yeah, definitely an important thing just because a lot of people out there who do the sport totally understand what I'm talking about and what I mean. And, yeah, people can be really rude online. So I just wanted to get that out there to really show people that it doesn't matter what you look like. You can still be extremely talented, extremely strong, and really to just empower all these other women that are working so hard to compete in a sport that they love.
Everyone is unique in their own way, which really seems like it aligns with your message. Everyone has unique qualities, whether physical or otherwise, and it's important to appreciate them for who they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, I mean, looks aren't everything. So definitely something to put out there.
As a society, what steps do you feel should or can be done to improve on this front?
I think just the support of the community, the gymnastics community for sure, and just more awareness of times have changed and that stereotype isn't really in anymore. And I think the more that people understand that that stuff has changed over the years and just are educated on what we need as athletes, strength-wise, and that kind of stuff, I think just the love and support of the community around us as well could be really helpful in kind of changing that.
I appreciate your insight, Ray. I think it's very revealing to hear from someone who is so accomplished in gymnastics and what you've accomplished in your collegiate career. Changing topics slightly, when watching you compete, I always could tell the camaraderie you had with teammates. Do you have any funny or entertaining stories from life inside gymnastics, but maybe away from the gym, just experiencing certain things with each other or the travel schedule, which I can imagine can be hectic? Is there any memories that you wouldn't mind sharing that have a little bit of comedy or entertainment to them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, our team, I absolutely love them. We're all pretty, I would say, you know, it's a bias, but we're all pretty funny individuals. And a lot of the time, I mean, something that I think is super fun, just everybody can be themselves. And in the gym, I mean, you'll look across the gym and somebody will be like breaking it down, dancing it out, and there's no music playing. Just something like that happens all the time. But actually, I'd say kind of a funny story is this year when we were traveling to Minnesota, our flight got canceled and we had 16 or 17 girls traveling, plus the coaches and trainers and media people. And so our flight got canceled and we were competing the next day. So we had to hop on a turtle bus. I don't know if you know what those look like.
No, I can imagine it looks like a turtle though.
You know, it's not super big, didn't have a bathroom or anything. And we had to drive all the way to Minnesota. Through the night, we got there at like 3 a.m. The next day, we walked into the meet, and all the Minnesota girls were like, oh my gosh, we heard that your flight got canceled, and you had to drive here, and you know, we're all smashed onto these seats in the bus, but I don't know. It was kind of funny, definitely, but I just think experiences like that, like, you're so close to these girls on the team, and that's a memory that I know I'll always remember, and definitely the freshmen, that was one of their first travel meets as well, so just having to adjust and have our coaches kind of make light of the whole situation instead of being stressed out about getting to Minnesota, I think that was definitely kind of fun, so.
Yeah, it seems like it gives you an appreciation to value the little things or enjoy the journey in a way.
Absolutely.
With your journey, obviously the past 2 years, injuries have unfortunately been a big part of it, hampering your junior and senior campaigns. You were nearing a return to action this season before COVID-19 put college sports in a chokehold. I did mention the minor in psychology, so if anyone can mentally handle injuries, I'm sure it's you. So what was your mentality?
Definitely after, so my first injury was pretty hard just coming off of my sophomore season, but, you know, I learned how to maybe not physically participate and contribute to the team, but more as a voice and somebody that's there for my teammates and that they can come to. So during my first injury, I really learned more how to be okay with being in the background and helping, and that also sparked my interest in future goals. So, I mean, I'm very, as bad as it was, I'm grateful that I got to grow during my first injury. And my second injury was definitely not the best timing, but I think coming off of my first injury, which I was told I may not be able to compete again, and then just breaking my thumb, I think it was almost like lighter, definitely upsetting, but I was ready to go back into the role that I had been, and I knew that I was practiced in that, and I knew that I could help in that way, so definitely using my mental gain from my first injury to still contribute to the team with my second injury, if that makes sense.
Head coach Natalie Walsh has spoken about how you want to help people after college through your profession. So what's next for Ray Balthazar?
I would like to go to nursing school, get a master's in nursing, and hopefully be a pediatric nurse practitioner like Natalie has spoken about. I absolutely love helping people and I love kids. So I think that would be something that would really be right up my alley, just to give back to a community that's helped me in times of injuries or sickness, stuff like that. I want to be able to be a safe space for kids when they do have injuries and kind of help them handle it on a mental and emotional level as well as physical level.
So when you see the hustle and bustle in hospitals and medical facilities right now, how do you view it? Is it motivating to see the type of impact these practitioners are having?
Yes, absolutely. And knowing, I know a couple of my friends are nurses, and knowing what they have to go through right now and how much they're helping, you're right, it does motivate me and gets me excited to be able to make a difference, especially when something like this happens to our country and the whole world, really. I would love to be able to make an impact doing something I love, which is helping people.
Another thing you love, obviously, gymnastics. As far as gymnastics, do you have any desire to stay active in the athletics world in addition to your future career in the medical field?
I definitely love gymnastics and want to stay in touch. And something that I'd really love to do is if people need help with a mentality during an injury or just need some advice in the recruitment process or just in life while still dealing with gymnastics. I mean, it's a really demanding sport like many other sports. So just having people reach out to me for advice on life, gymnastics, injuries, mental strength, that kind of stuff. I would love to stay in the world and be able to give people my experiences and how I handled things and how I figured it out and hopefully be able to help them in the sport too.
Oh, most definitely. I think, Ray, the one thing I'm taking away from our conversation is how altruistic you are. And during this time, I think it's more important than ever to be thankful for those working as essential workers. Obviously, that includes you as you continue for your future endeavors. Thank you so much for your altruism, all the great moments you shared with us at the University of Illinois, and for your time today. I really enjoyed it, and I wish you nothing but the best in your career. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for everything.
It's a cliche expression. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. Yet with Rae Balthazore, you can really tell the injuries she overcame in college has led to a concrete affirmation of what she wants to do professionally. With any graduate, I believe that is something you are looking for, that aha moment. Everyone has it at a different time. Rae has such a refreshing perspective, and I have no doubt all her accomplishments in gymnastics will not even be able to measure up to all the good she does as a pediatric practitioner when it is all said and done. To keep up with future episodes in the show, go ahead and follow Alumni Sports Night at UI7ISN on Twitter. You can follow me, Peyton Wessner, at PCWESNER at PC Wessner. Both Alumni Sports Night and I are on Facebook, so you can keep up to date with everything Fighting Illini Athletics. Lookout weekend? Might as well. Lookout weekend, here I come. You enjoy yours and I'll enjoy mine. We'll see you back here. Same place, same time. Well, different than last week, but the same this week. See you on Wednesday.